Good morning. I believe we're working now. This is take two. I tried to do this and had some troubles, but good morning. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. And I know Kathy and I did, and a lot going on here today. But I want to give you the upcoming events before we look at Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. We are now firmly into the Advent season, and this Friday, December 2nd, from 6 to 8 o'clock, is the Pi Social. December 3rd, this coming Saturday, 5 to 6 p.m., is our Living Nativity. And if you can help with that, we're still looking for people. Please call the office. We'll let you know how you can participate. December 10th, a week from Saturday, 9 to 1 o'clock, is our Christmas Fair. December 16th is the Messiah Sing at 7:30 p.m., followed by Saturday, December 17th, 6:30 to 9, our annual Youth Group Talent Show to help raise support for Snow Camp at Camp Berea. December 24th, the Children's Pageant at 5 o'clock, and then at 10 p.m., the Candlelight Service. A little earlier this year because Sunday morning is Christmas Day, and we will have one service at 11 o'clock. So I hope that catches you up, and a lot to digest, but we hope you're able to help and come out and support the church with these various activities. Our text is again Colossians 2, 6 and 7, which reads, "Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." The word of the Lord. There's four words that stand out to me as we look at those two verses. The word received, the word walk, the word rooted, and the word established. The word received is from a Greek word, paralabet. And it literally means to take to one side. It's in the aorist tense, which means instantaneous, completed transaction. In other words, when we receive Christ as our Savior, we are along his side. We become like we're attached side by side with Christ. And it's an instantaneous, completed transaction, which tells us a lot of things. It's not after receiving faith that we've got to do a bunch of things after receiving Christ. It is a finished, completed transaction between us and him, and we are forgiven in the courts of heaven, and we now live in a walking, side-by-side relationship with Christ, which leads us to that second word. So received and then walk. And walk literally means to walk about. It made me think of, they use that term in Australia when someone goes out into the bush and hikes around. We call it hiking, they call it walkabout. But what it means in the Greek here, according to Dr. Ernest Campbell, is as we walk, that as we go through life and all that we do so in the sphere of Christ or in the influence of Christ. He says our walk is governed by our in Christ relationship. So everything we do, say, think, it's all entwined under the sphere of the influence of Jesus Christ. So as we receive and we walk side by side, we walk with Christ in every aspect of our life, is a journey with him. Then rooted, again, means to be fixed, means to be firm. The picture here is a deeply rooted tree. And I could not help but think of Psalm chapter 1. And you're probably very familiar with this psalm, but let me read it. "So blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." And then it says this, "He is like a tree." So the person walking with God is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season, its leaf does not wither, and all it does, or all he does, prospers. So it's that same picture in Psalm 1 of the person rooted deeply in their relationship with God through Jesus Christ is the picture here in Colossians 2. Is that your faith? Are you deeply rooted in Christ? The last word is the word established. Similar to rooted, it means to make firm or to make stable. And so as we receive Christ and as we walk side by side with him in a walkabout, so to speak, we are to be rooted. It's a permanent transaction, so our roots begin to go deeper into him. And then we are established firm in the faith. And as we journey with him, we become more stable, which is another meaning for the Greek word for established. So a lot of interesting things. I like to keep these short, but a lot to think about, those four key words. I pray that you'll look at that Colossians 2, 6, and 7 a little closer, and I hope it helps to encourage you. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the season of Advent, and may we all be encouraged. May we draw closer to you as a church family during this special time of year, we pray in Jesus' name. And help us to walk with you, to be receiving you, walking with you, firmly established and rooted in you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Have an awesome week. Hope to see you at the Pi Social and at the live nativity. Bye now.